This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The White House task force said the United States should be prepared to see upwards of 240,000 deaths from the COVID-19 coronavirus over the next 2 months, even if Americans continue to keep their distance from each other. The group says peak number of deaths will come over the next 2 to 3 weeks. More than 187,000 people here in the U.S. have been diagnosed with the coronavirus. Total deaths in the country from the disease has exceeded 3,800, about one-fourth of those in New York City. The United States, Italy, and Spain remain the global hotspots with the most cases and deaths. German health officials said Wednesday there were about 5,500 new cases there, putting the country on track to soon become the next to surpass China. Millions of U.S. workers are losing their jobs and a surge of layoffs as businesses, large and small, shut their operations amid the coronavirus pandemic. A week ago, just over 3 million workers filed for unemployment benefits here in the U.S. The figure is expected to rise rapidly in the coming weeks, with 40 million people predicted to be unemployed by mid-April. The Treasury Department says Americans will start receiving their economic impact checks in the next 3 weeks. The payments are part of the $2.2 trillion rescue package signed into law last week by President Trump. And Japan is on the brink of a state of emergency as the rate of coronavirus infections continues to increase in the country. As of Tuesday, Tokyo recorded more than 70 new coronavirus infections, its highest tally in a single day, as pressure mounted on the prime minister to order a lockdown. For more news, join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From our remote location, this is VOA News. Vietnam is the latest country to go into a nationwide lockdown because of the coronavirus. The 15-day period began Wednesday, with officials telling people to avoid gathering in groups of three or more. At the start of the lockdown, there were 212 confirmed cases in Vietnam and no deaths. South Africa is launching an aggressive coronavirus screening program as the total number of confirmed cases tops 1,000, the largest amount of any country on the continent. Authorities say at least 10,000 field workers will be going door to door in the next few days to conduct mass screenings and testings for the virus. South Africa is already observing a 21-day lockdown aimed at containing the virus. Police have arrested scores of people for violating the lockdown. So far, there are 1,326 confirmed cases of the virus in South Africa, and three people have died. Quarantined Brazilians bang pots and pans in their houses to protest against President Bolsonaro as his speech last evening on the coronavirus was broadcast on national television. It marked the 15th night of noisy protests against the far-right leader. Bolsonaro is one of few world leaders who has insisted the virus itself will cause less harm than shutting down the economy. His defiance has won him vocal backing from supporters, both on social media and in several cities where demonstrators are demanding life return to normal. Even some of members of Bolsonaro's own administration have insisted on broad lockdown measures running contrary to his statements. With train service suspended in the country, Pakistan railway officials are now converting air-conditioned, sleeper, and business-class cars into medical wards for the COVID-19 virus patients. Pakistan's railway medical officer tells the Associated Press news agency the sleeper and business-class cars they have converted can hold each about 36 patients, and they also can be adapted for isolation. The railway company says overall it has converted 220 coaches with a total capacity of as many as 2,000 hospital beds. The Pakistan Health Ministry reports 1,865 cases of the virus as of Tuesday, with 25 deaths. And authorities in the U.S. say a large stash of drugs, including opioids and cocaine, being smuggled from Mexico into California, seized from a cross-border tunnel equipped with ventilation and underground railway system. From our VOA remote location, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.